Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk to you about AVVO, A-V-V-O. The reason why is I get a lot of questions from people on AVVO, about AVVO. Do I need a 10.0? How important is the AVVO badges? Should I pay for advertising there or just do it free? So here's the scoop on AVVO that I see with my clients. So you definitely want a really good rating on AVVO. It's important, especially if you're going to put the badge on your website. And I do recommend you put the badge on the website. But you want to explain what the badge means. So you can have your programmer put a hover over. So when someone mouses over the badge or even tries to click on the badge, which people do a lot, it'll explain why the badge is important and what it means. And AVVO has some of that language for you, or you can make it up yourself. So what if your rating is low, and low meaning below a 9.0? Everyone wants 10.0. It's not easy to get, but I just ran across a guy today whose AVVO rating is very low. It was like a 5.5 or something. So we say, what could I do? So there's really three main drivers to get your rating up. One is people ask practice area questions on AVVO all the time. Answer questions. You don't have to go bananas. Answer one a day, you know, for 5 minutes. And try to answer it as soon as the question comes in. Don't answer old, stale ones. That's one way actually to get a little bit of leads. Not a lot, but some. But also, it'll help your rating. Number two is you want to get reviews from past clients and from other attorneys. So ask both consistently all the time. You know, friends of yours that are attorneys and past clients. I'm not saying do tit for tat with other attorneys, but it's done. So far, it does seem to work on AVVO, and that will help you as well. So ratings, answering questions, and then call AVVO staff. Ask them what you can do to increase your rating. And look at online the profiles of the people that have higher ratings. They tend, again, to have more reviews, to answer more questions. Their profile is 100% complete. Make sure you have a photo. Make sure every field is filled out. Make sure all that stuff is running. And you'll do better on AVVO. It'll take you some time, but you'll do it. Now, should you pay to advertise there? Well, they're my competitor, which is totally fine, but they serve a purpose. They're not my direct competitor. So I see that people get most of the juice out of a free AVVO listing. AVVO's recently changed, and they appear to be selling impressions. Ever since they've done that, I've heard from quite a few attorneys that things are not nearly so good, and they're not getting nearly enough leads. So I would recommend at least you do the free profile. If you want to do paid, that's up to you. But do it on a short-term basis and test it. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it. But make sure you track your results so you know and not guess. So this is a short one today. That's all about AVVO. Talk to you soon. And if you need help with your AVVO rating, with your website, with your SEO, with your marketing, call me, 888-225-8594, or email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.